Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday, and most of you guys are in a bad mood. So get over it. Just walk outside. Look at the weather.
It is
outside.
Nice.
You know, we don't get too many of these days.
It is a nice day.
Be happy.
Yeah.
Your Astros won. Be happy.
Your future champion Astros.
Well, last night was kind of the...
excuse me.
You done there?
Yeah.
Okay. Last night was kind of... That's kind of the model they're going to need to use. It's, you get seven good innings out of your starter, and last night Keuchel looked like Keuchel from 2 years ago.
Boy, did he.
And
if that's what you get all year... You know,
he's going to be very, very tough.
Yeah, you're gonna be a contender if that's the Dallas Keuchel you get this year.
And then Gregerson for an inning and Giles for an inning. And
Gregerson was not a comfortable inning. And Robinson Cano hit that ball so damn hard.
Yeah, so Springer just kind of looked up like, oh, okay.
It damn near tore George Springer's glove off. And
I thought,
but you know what? That's the thing. I mean, you're going to have nights like that with this bullpen. Bend but don't break is what you hope for, and that's what it did last night. You take it.
And Giles throwing a lot more sliders last night than he was last year. He was using the fastball a lot more and worked for him. But I thought it was funny that the announcers were talking about how Gregerson had a near-perfect spring. He had four innings in the World Baseball Classic. He had four innings in spring training, and then he goes out there and loads the bases and scares the hell out of you. But, yeah, it was a nice win. Good way to start the season. And hopefully that's a sign of what you're going to get out of Dallas Keuchel this year. Your lineup for tonight, are you ready?
Yeah.
Leading off, George Springer.
It's not the same as last night?
It is not the same.
Okay.
No, the first five are the same. Springer, Bregman, Altuve, Correa, Beltran.
Okay.
Josh Reddick. Evan Gattis will be DHing and batting seventh.
Okay.
Brian McCann batting eighth again.
All right.
Marwin Gonzalez playing first base and batting ninth.
All right.
So
Yuri Gurriel already getting a night off.
Yeah, huh? Yuri getting a night off. Beltran playing left. So,
Aoki and Gurriel night off.
Yeah, McCullers of course starting. So there's your lineup for tonight.
And yeah, it's Hisashi Iwakuma on the mound for the Mariners. And Felix, you know what? Felix Hernandez actually looked pretty decent yesterday too.
For some reason, the Astros have his number though.
Yeah, but I mean, if the Seattle's going to be really happy if that's the Felix they've got now, because
right.
Well, the Felix that showed up last year throwing 85,
yeah,
that ain't going to work.
I'm getting a lot of where's Jong. Jong took the day off. So Tyler, the made man, is now filling in. Is it realistic to expect Keuchel to be around 65 to 70% of what we saw last night for the full season?
I think that's realistic.
Yeah, I think that's realistic.
I think he could be better than that.
I think that's the thing. I don't know if he's going to be what he was 2 years ago, but if he's remotely close to that and McCullers can become what I think he's going to become, you're going to be really good at the top two spots, and you'll be competitive with anybody with those two. The problem is going to be 3, 4, 5 and 6 as of now. I just don't know what you're going to get out of those guys, and I think you're just hoping that they're going to pitch okay. And that's 60% of your rotation. So, all right, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Let's squeeze in some calls. Let's try Mike. What's up, Mike? Go, Mike. And goodbye, Mike. Let's try Matt.
Hi, I was... I'm wondering what you guys thought about Matt McGloin as possibly a stopgap for Texans quarterback, being that he has some experience in the league and also knows O'Brien's offense.
He's just Tom Savage in a different uniform, my opinion.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Almost every name that you guys are going to throw out is just the same guy.
I don't know. I think Matt McGloin is a backup quarterback.
None of those guys make you any better than what you are.
He's a backup quarterback. Yeah. Now, granted, he's thrown a lot more touchdowns in the NFL than Tom Savage has.
Yeah.
But, you know, you probably want the guy who has been here the entire time O'Brien has. I just don't think that.
He's gonna snap, though.
He will. I don't even care who they get. This is on them. This is probably, honestly, this season probably decides Bill O'Brien's job.
Yeah. Well, they'll be hitting the reset button at the end of the year because they don't have a quarterback. All right, Chase, we'll try you.
What's up, guys? I've been listening to y'all for a long time. I remember when you were on at noon, Fred, with Matt Dean and everything. And, you know, y'all are funny. I liked y'all. AJ, you've grown on me. I used to not like you. You're pretty cool now.
But cancer.
I want to say, y'all, like, the last couple weeks, I've been thinking, y'all are so negative. Like, every single day, y'all just complain and moan about callers or...
What's the positive spin?
You say, you know, at the beginning of the segment, everybody's in a bad mood, go outside. Y'all are the ones in the bad mood.
No,
y'all
we're in a bad mood because people are saying stupid things.
I understand, but...
What if it's your job, someone came up every 5 minutes and said something really stupid to you?
I did. It was when I was waiting tables, and I quit that, like, after freaking 3 years.
Right.
First year I was fine, and then how about you get into a rut, and you hate anything that isn't, you know, on point what it's supposed to be. And I understand, but it's just day after day, y'all just bring such a negative, you know, just view. Yeah, it's not all the time, but, you know, if a caller doesn't...
Wait. Is it day after day, or is it not all the time? I'm confused.
No, I'm sorry. It's not all the time, and you know, like that. You know, you don't have to jump down my throat because you're right. Make it clear. It's not all the time because a lot of times y'all are funny. Y'all do goofy stuff. You know, no complaints. But other times it's just negative Nancy's all the time.
I will say there are certain topics that make us salty, and I don't deny that.
Yeah. And I just want to, you know, I enjoy y'all, and it's fun to listen to y'all. And I like it more when y'all are goofy and funny than whenever you just complain about stuff. And that's just my two cents. I enjoy listening to y'all when I drive home. I don't get to listen to you every day, but most of the time I hear y'all almost every day. So I enjoy the show, and I enjoy the concept, and I like how you kind of stick it to people that, you know, complain to you. But also, y'all, sometimes it's just kind of annoying that every segment y'all come back with, God, these callers, oh, I'm sick of this. And But that's just my two cents. I enjoy the show, you guys.
All right, thanks. Sorry.
But here's the other thing
we're not always rainbows and sunshine.
Didn't he just say that he likes it when we stick it to people?
Yeah.
But then...
He got mad when you stuck it to him.
Yeah.
I think you have to be more goofy. That's what it is.
I just need to be Richard Simmons all the time.
Yeah. No, you know what? And I appreciate the call, but let me just say, this isn't Little League soccer where everybody gets a trophy. If you send in something stupid, we're going to call you on it. If you bitch and complain, we're going to call you on it. And if that's being negative, sorry. But no, we're not going to just, oh, thank you so much for saying please talk Astros to us. That would be so awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate that you guys want to talk the Astros, and we're going to talk about Astros because, gosh, nobody cares about that national championship or the fact that the Texans quarterback situation is going to suck for another year. Nobody cares about that. You're right. No, you're not going to get that here. I'm sorry. We love it when you listen. We love it when you disagree. But when you're just whiny and bitchy, we're going to call you out for being whiny and bitchy. And if you contradict yourself in your phone call, we're going to call you out for that too. That's just life. Let's try Alex. What's up, Alex?
Hey guys, sports.
Sports.
Yeah, hearing the other fan, it's just sorry the other listener. He was
I mean, I guess it's one of those days today for that. But yeah, I did want to comment on two things. I'm not surprised by Romo, you know, not looking to play anymore and went to CBS. And part of it, to me, I feel that it's because of the way the Texans didn't do anything to address the O-line. I mean, if you're not going to protect him, what's the point of him playing and then getting hurt? He's got to think about his health first of all. So that's one thing. But the other thing I wanted your opinion on. You know, everybody's saying Tom Savage is this, Tom Savage that. Yeah, you know, he's hurt and this. But I'm not saying Brandon Whedon is an answer for anything. But for some reason, I kind of feel that Brandon Whedon's probably better than Savage at this point.
I mean, Brandon Whedon's more experienced than Savage for sure. I don't know that he's better.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon Whedon's he's not good. You know, the dude is he's thrown 31 touchdowns, 30 interceptions in his career. But in his short amount of time in Houston, he's been better than Tom Savage has been.
Yeah, I just I'm sorry, there's no answer to that. There really isn't. Josh says, have listened to y'all since before the noon hour, but y'all straight up sound like you hate your listeners. Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, Josh. You obviously have never been to a road show. You really aren't paying attention because, you know, we love our listeners. We praise the hell out of people who have good stuff on here. What you guys want is to have sunshine blown up your ass when you say stupid stuff. And that's not going to happen. See, this is what happens every Tuesday.
Yep.
Eugene, so a guy who doesn't like complaining called in to complain about your complaining. Makes sense. Oh, man. I don't know what to do with you guys. I think everybody's in a bad mood because they didn't get Tony Romo. That's all it is.
Could be.
Maybe. Or because... Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe if you shaved better. I'm guessing a lot of you guys have beards, like Tyler.
Maybe they have razor burn. That's why they're
salty. Well, they wouldn't if they went to Harry's, and you wouldn't have to go to the store to buy your razors, and you'd save a bunch of money, and maybe you'd be in a better mood. Harry's will put you in a better mood. And the reason is Harry's bought their own factory because they got sick of these guys charging you too much money, and they sell directly to you over the internet, and they can offer their blades at half the price, and you'll be paying just $2 a blade compared to $4 or a hell of a lot more you might pay if you go to the store where they got to unlock it for you. They're so confident you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. And this is a great deal, man. You can get signed up for a plan that you'll get razors right when you run out every time. You'll get replacement stuff. But your free trial set, you get the Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. It's an $18 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for our listeners if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
This is the BLITZ on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know what? I'm just going to be really nice to everybody from now on the rest of the day, no matter what they say, okay?
Thank you.
So
even the complete morons.
That's okay. I'm gonna be nice to everybody because apparently that's all anybody wants. Be nice to me, even if I come up with the dumbest thing ever, or I ask you something that you just answered 2 seconds ago. Okay, so that's what we're going to do the rest of the show. Let's go to some calls. Kyle.
Hey, sports gentlemen.
Sports, Kyle.
All right, so first-time caller. No complaints about how you guys run the show, so we're going to start off in a good foot.
All right.
So obviously the Tony Romo saga has come to a close. So I wanted to see, why isn't anyone talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick? I know he didn't end the year on a great note with the Jets, but, I mean, it is the Jets. He doesn't come with as much baggage as Jay Cutler. He doesn't want as big of a price tag. Colin Kaepernick obviously is hated by pretty much the entire state of Texas, so that's not going to happen.
Do you think there's any chance the Texans actually bring him back, or is it too much of a hassle to bring someone back who left on decent terms?
Thank you for the call. And I know we just answered that last segment, but that's okay. You probably didn't hear it. But he was not very good last year. I don't want to say he was bad, because that would be negative, right? He did not fulfill his promise last year. And I don't think...
His QB rating was 69.
Yeah, I don't think that he's an answer to anything. Again, almost every name that's getting thrown out there is not an answer that's going to get you better than 9-7.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's... I mean, that's where they are, unless they pull
the only name that could have done it is, in my opinion, was Tony Romo. And they didn't get that, so I think the best available options are Jay Cutler and Colin Kaepernick. And price tag be damned. I mean, you're talking about a short-term deal. If you have to pay Jay Cutler $15 million or Colin Kaepernick $15 million, which I don't think you would, but pay those guys. I don't care.
Yeah.
At least you have – I mean, it's at least an acceptable starting quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's just
– it at least shows they're trying, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, if you just roll out there with Tom Savage and Brandon Whedon and a rookie, you're not even trying. Like, you didn't try to get better. Hmm. You just – you drafted a guy, crossed your fingers, and hoped that something works out. That's not effort.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Quentin.
Hey, guys, what's going on, sports?
Sports to you.
Hey, man, you guys are hilarious. Hey, I have to admit, though, I have to agree with your caller, Chase, earlier. You guys do seem a little extra irritable. I don't know if it's that time of the month or not for you guys, but anyways, that's beside the point. Hey, since we're saying that the Texans are really going to suck this year, I know it's not Wednesday, but what are the odds that they go out and get Vince Young and pull a Cleveland Browns and
hang up on this? Hang up on this clown.
And people wonder why we're salty.
Yeah, yeah. Quentin, do me a favor. Go drive off a cliff somewhere. I know we don't have many cliffs, but just go drive off one.
He could drive into that fuel spill.
Yeah, there's a good idea. I always just say, take a right turn off the causeway. Head down to Galveston, take a right turn when you get halfway across the causeway. All right, we're going to try one more. And if this doesn't work, we're killing the calls. David.
I told you we shouldn't have taken calls.
I know, yeah, but I try to be interactive.
Hey, let's go, guys.
Hey, David.
Happy new sports to you guys. Hey, you know, my question about the quarterback situation is, why haven't they considered tapping into the CFO market to one of those proven quarterbacks? Or even bring back Case Keenum, because he didn't do bad until he got hurt.
Really? That's the way we end the calls with Case Keenum? You know what? I think we should just cut the show off today.
Isn't there like a national championship or something we can play at 6:30?
Yeah, you know what? Play it at 5:30.
We could probably replay like an A&M game or something.
Yeah,
let's punish the listeners.
Yeah, let's find the worst thing that we've run.
Call
on this
Texas
station.
A&M and say, hey, do you guys have a baseball game today? We'd like to randomly run it.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. A&M baseball, waiting for somebody to ask about a trade for Tannehill. Yeah, where's that guy? Where's that guy? Oh, man. So we get Vince Young and Case Keenum. Well done. Oh. 713-780-3776. I can't quit on that one.
You can.
Maybe I can. I just want to, you know, I want the people to have a chance. Unfortunately, oh well.
And we have a full board.
I know. Like, I'll let you decide because
most of these guys are probably morons. That's the worst part, and I don't want to deal with that. I don't like. I'm tired, man.
See, guys, they've decriminalized weed. If you go out and smoke a little bit, maybe your calls won't be as bad. This might be the worst call day we've ever had. Somebody said, why don't we just suck and get a high draft pick and a new coach? Who wants to do that again? I mean, I would like to see a new coach at some point, but...
Okay, here's my idea.
Okay.
Let's bang through these calls. We'll both give one sentence each in reply.
Okay.
Limit it to one sentence, though.
You got it. All right. Well, you pick them then. We're going to blast through them.
Just start at the top and go down, Tyler. Who's this? Yeah.
Eddie.
All right, Eddie.
What you got, guys? Sports to you.
Sports.
What do you think about the option of trading for Jimmy G or A.J. McCarron? Is that a scenario where either of those guys get you better than 9-7? And does it really matter that Bill O'Brien may or may not know what Jimmy G can actually do? That's all I got.
Okay. Jimmy Garoppolo's asking price is 2 first-round picks, and A.J. McCarron's is at least a second, which the Texans can't afford.
I would trade a second for McCarron right now.
All right. Kyle.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports, Kyle.
Okay, so I'm trying not to have a dumb one. Braxton Miller was not a bad college quarterback. What could it hurt to throw him out there and see if he still got it?
I would honestly say that's not a dumb call, but I think that it would, A, he's not been healthy, and B, I think it would take him a couple years to adjust to an NFL system as well.
Agreed. James.
But that wasn't stupid. I mean, trust me, that thought's crossed my mind. It crossed my mind last year. I was like, yeah, Brock Osweiler is so horrible, and he's throwing to a guy who's probably better than him.
James.
Hello?
Yep, you're on.
Hey, sports, how you doing?
Sports.
I was just wondering, I know we're talking about all these guys that we could trade for that won't work out. I was wondering if someone like Deshaun Watson, if we went all in trying to trade up in the draft for someone like him or Mitch, I'm not sure how you feel about either one. If you think either one pushes us beyond 9-7.
Who was the first one he said?
Deshaun Watson and Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, no, I don't think either one of those guys is going to be an effective starter week one.
I'm higher on Watson than you are. There's my one sentence.
What do you think, Hoya? You think he could play week one?
Would he be better than Savage? Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Chad?
Hello.
Hey guys. Chad.
Hey. The question I have is if Colin Kaepernick, no matter how hated he is, if he comes to the Houston Texans and they go past 9-7 or go even further in the playoffs that they've ever gone, does the perspective on him change amongst the Texans fans?
Of course. Once a guy is on your team and he succeeds, people forget about everything else.
Yes. That's my one sentence.
Let's do I want to give a quick tweet. Nick said, redoing the draft when they picked Savage, do you think they should have picked up A.J. McCarron?
God, are we going to go back to that? I thought I would have
soapboxed for that, dude.
Yeah, I would have taken Garoppolo in the second round that year. If not, I would have taken McCarron before I took Savage. All of these guys, Brett Hundley, who the Packers took, I would have taken. All of those are guys that I think if they'd been sitting there for 3 years, of course they would have had to play because everybody gets hurt, would be better options, but that's just me.
All right, let's Jose.
Sports guys, how y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
I'm calling because I wanted to get y'all's opinion on the NBA MVP, which I first think it should be to Harden, and y'all's opinion on the way Westbrook, his teammates are helping him run up his triple doubles by moving out the way so he could just get a rebound. And I just want to get y'all's opinion on that and who's going to win the MVP. Thank you, guys.
Well, it sounds like you know who you want to win. I'll say this. I think it's still undecided, and I think James Harden is slipping. As far as I would have said a week ago, 2 weeks ago, he would have had a comfortable lead, and I don't think that he has that anymore. I think that that has sort of slipped away from him a little bit, and I only get one sentence.
Okay. Yeah, you've gone on too long. Corey.
You don't have anything on that?
No.
Nothing.
No.
I will say one thing I've noticed, and this is it's breaking my rule of one sentence per, but the whole Westbrook or people getting out of the way so Westbrook can get rebounds, that's not necessarily a bad thing to let your point guard get a rebound and lead the ball down the
but
court.
But have you noticed the Rockets are doing the same thing for Harden?
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that.
And man, I was reading something about how many minutes Russell Westbrook's playing per game and compared to what Oscar Robertson did when he averaged his triple-double. And it's like 10 minutes less per game Russell Westbrook's playing. It really is amazing. I mean, Harden's had a fantastic year, too. I think at this point, whoever they pick, there's no wrong answer.
I agree.
Corey.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, what's curious, now that Tony Romo is retiring, do you think that the Texans actually regret the decision of trading Osweiler and giving up that second-round pick for next year, considering they're just going to be sitting on a bucket of money unless they hand out a couple few bucks to Jay Cutler and Colin Kaepernick?
I'm not sure I understood the question.
I don't understand the question. Did they
maybe regret the Osweiler trade now? That it certainly doesn't look as good.
No.
Let's try Stuart.
It's not as amazing as it once was.
Yeah. Stuart?
Hey, guys. Sports. I'm going to break the mold and not suggest a quarterback for you guys. But I just want to get your opinion on where you think Tony Romo would have taken us this year had the Texans actually picked him up.
Okay. I think if Tony Romo played the way he did his last full season, that you could be talking about a Super Bowl team.
And I also think that he would have snapped week two, but I still would have taken the chance.
But if he had stayed healthy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Ceiling was winning a Super Bowl, right?
Super Bowl contender, certainly.
Yeah.
Disco.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
I'm calling because everybody's been so rude to y'all.
Right?
And I wanted to lift your spirit by telling you guys that y'all are super funny.
Well, thank you.
And all of your callers are idiots.
Thank you.
That's why they're calling y'all.
All right.
They're so much smarter. They want to know what you guys have to think.
All right. I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think that's true either.
I think they know we're idiots too, but that's
okay.
Yeah,
we're kind of idiots. But that's okay.
Brandon.
First time caller. Just wanted to, I mean, the rest of these fans, they're not really Houston, Texas fans. If they're calling and talking about all that stuff. I just got two questions. What do you guys think? What's your take on what we should do? And then what do you think Texans will do? And I'll shut up and listen.
I think the Texans should sign Jay Cutler and draft a quarterback in the second or third round and then do whatever possible to move up and get a legitimate quarterback in the draft next offseason.
I think they should try to trade for one of the backups that I've mentioned several times, one of the three.
AJ McCarron or
Brett Hundley, or, you know, I don't know what the Garoppolo asking price really is. And
if it's two first-rounders, you agree that's ridiculous.
No, I would do a first-rounder.
Okay.
But I wouldn't do two. And ideally, I would give up a second-round pick for McCarron or Hundley, and I'd use my first-round pick on a right tackle.
Okay.
That's what I would do. All right, right now, I want a place to go watch the Astros tonight. Saloon Door will take care of you. If you're down in Webster, you want some great beer, you want to have a great time, and you want to watch your sports, well, Saloon Door has you covered. They've got all kinds of cool stuff. So many different beers to choose from. And this really is an awesome, awesome brewery right in the middle of Webster. And if you're in that area, this is your place to go. If you're traveling through that area, stop in. It's such a great setup. They have all kinds of cool stuff going on. Those two big TV screens, well, they're projector screens on the wall. You can catch the Astros game tonight there. At Wednesday night, they've got trivia. Thursday, it's Brews and Bites from 4 to 9. They have food pairings with beers and catering by Missy Meals. And I'm telling you, that food is fantastic. We're out there a lot. What I love about it, just great people, you know, Jason and Austin and Jeff and Josh and all the guys out there, man. They've created a place where you can go and have great beer and have a great time, catch your sports. It's easy to find. 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. It's less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. You can check them out at saloondoorbrewing.com. And I promise you, if you haven't been down there, you got to go check this place out. Saloon Door, saloondoorbrewing.com.
Behold the King of Kings.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know what that music means. Hopefully it can bring some sanity to the show. Or maybe too much to ask. Jerome Solomon,
Houston Chronicle all around media superstar. What's going on, Drew?
Gentleman.
Yeah, he is.
Well, I thank you. I like being called gentleman. It's it matches my stature.
I like it too.
Decency.
Yeah.
Well,
what's up?
I guess everybody's just in the worst mood ever today because they're just they're attacking the crap out of us. I guess they're disappointed they didn't get Tony Romo.
They don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, it's very comical. I mean, it really is. I understand their angst. I mean, they're Texans fans. They're supposed to be unhappy. That's their lot in life. But the ones who try to argue with me, and I've dealt with a few, that, oh, no, Tony, Tom Savage is the guy. He's the guy. Stop. I mean, they can't. You can't put anything in a Kool-Aid that wouldn't kill somebody to make you believe Tom Savage is the guy. Now, he might turn out to be the guy, and y'all all will be geniuses who predicted it, but please.
Well, what about him have we seen that makes you think he can be the guy? He hasn't been good when he's been on the field, and he can't get on the field because he's hurt all the time.
Nothing at all. And if he were the guy, if he'd shown anything, any capability of even being potentially the guy, they wouldn't have went out of their way to get Mallett and Hoyer. And then certainly they wouldn't have gone off and paid all of that money for Brock Osweiler last year if he'd showed anything. So what's happened in between then? And not to mention, he was ready to go by the playoffs, right?
Yeah, allegedly.
And yet they started Osweiler? Are you serious? So are you telling me as a head coach, Bill O'Brien, that you went out and spent a whole lot of bombing there's money for a guy that wasn't as good as the guy that you had around for a couple of years, and then you started the wrong guy because the other guy was better. Then when you finally benched the guy because he was so bad and the guy got hurt, but he came back and you didn't put him back in because Osweiler was better. When exactly did Savage get better than Osweiler? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And you could use the excuse that, well, we didn't really know because he was hurt, but that's just as much of a negative. I mean, if you can't stay on the field, then you're not any good.
Yeah, but it's not even just that. I mean, you've seen him throw and play. You're every day at practice. So no, you didn't all of a sudden see it in the game where he threw zero touchdowns, did you? Like, all of a sudden you saw him in one game look like he could play and start and be pleased, because he hasn't thrown since the season was over, because that's against the NFL rule. So unless they're out there running practices in January and February and March, there's no way. They can sell it, but I don't even know why they have to sell it. That's what disgusts me. You know, it's like, don't lie to my face like that. You don't have to sell it. Every ticket is going to be sold out. I don't care who you start at quarterback, right? So don't, who are you trying to convince, me or yourself?
Without Romo in the fold and really without any reasonable fallback option to Romo, does the Brock Osweiler, trade, is it still as awesome of a thing as we once thought it was?
It's awesome to them because it got $16 million back into Bob McNair's pocket.
Right.
I mean, and he's the boss. And you know doggone well he'd have been real salty if he was still stuck with that $16 million for this year. And for some reason, Brock Osweiler continued to look like Brock Osweiler. You know what I mean? So That would make for a much longer year than the year would be if it's Tom Savage. Now, in the big picture wise, he's just so bad. I can't even say it. I was going to say, big picture wise, it wouldn't hurt to have Osweiler around, just, you know, another guy in case the light comes on. But he was so terrible.
Dude, I'm thinking even more, it's a regret because now they don't have a second round pick.
But that was money. You know, and you've made the joke many times, and it's not really funny. What are they going to do with that pick anyway?
That's true.
It's not even a joke. It's just a factual statement. But no, I mean, that was the way to move Osweiler and get him out of the way. And what they don't really need is when you have this team and those guys, the last thing you really need would have been a quarterback controversy. And that eventually that would have been a quarterback controversy, even though it would have been a really bottom of the barrel, like, oh,
you know, are we going to have the 32nd best worst quarterback in the league or the 31st or something? You know what I mean? It's not like you're arguing over somebody in the top 10. And that's what the problem is with the Romo deal, is that you can say whatever you want about him. I've never been a huge Romo guy, but he would at least put them into the top half of league starters from day one, and now you have a lot more hope. Instead, they're in the bottom five in terms of a starting quarterback, maybe the bottom three, and every day.
Who's worse off than them?
Prove something, you know?
Who's worse off than them?
I was listening to y'all earlier, and I was trying to – I was like, that's all right. When I come on, I'll tell them who's worse, and I couldn't come
up with it. You couldn't find one?
We'll just roll with Cleveland just because, you know, you can never go wrong with Cleveland.
I swear I would trade Tom Savage and a draft pick for Cody Kessler tomorrow. I don't care. Jerome, I don't know if you knew this, but the Astros won the World Series last night. Their first ever World Series by starting the season 1-0. What were your initial thoughts on Los Astros?
This is their year. I mean, it's been a long grind of a season thus far, but, you know, I can't decide who's going to be the MVP, whether it's going to be Springer or Correa. And, you know, they're leading the league at home runs. You know, and
Keuchel won the Cy Young last night, obviously.
Oh, he locked that up at the All-Star break.
Yeah.
No, it was a perfect start for them. And in baseball, perfect start means absolutely nothing. You have to do that. You know, Keuchel will be back on the mound 30 more times. You need to see that 30 more times. And, you know, those hitters will be back up there 160 more times. So it's a long season. But you have to give Astros fans a little break because they do enter this season with as much hope as they've entered in realistic hope in a really, really long time. And they don't need, unlike in recent years even, in last year even, they don't need everybody to have career years for the team to be a contender. That should make it fun. It should be a good summer, but baseball just, it doesn't drive the needle like that until you really get a taste for what the team is all about. If they go out there tonight and lose 10-0, then where are they, you know?
Well, they're 1-1.
They're 1-1. They're back in the middle of the pack.
Hey, one more before we let you go. I want to go back to the Texans for just a second because a caller asked us this and we gave our answers. If you were suddenly in charge and you can do something at the quarterback position, what do you do if you're the Texans?
I move up in the draft and get I do my best to move up as high as I need to get the guy who is the best quarterback in this draft. Now, if you think the best quarterback in this draft is a guy that's going to be a second rounder, then you don't have to move up to get him. But, I mean, you can't continue to hope and pray that some scrub turns into a star. You have to go get a star and hope that he is a star. I mean, it's just that simple. And they've been looking for a quarterback since Matt Schaub fell off the wagon. And they haven't been looking in the right places. They've been looking. I mean, you're looking for a wife. You can't go to whorehouses. You got to go to church and pray. And that's what the Texans need. They need prayer right now.
Okay, you said Matt Schaub fell off the wagon. Does he just need to go back to drinking and then it'll be better? Is that what it is?
No, it was more the interception wagon.
Oh, okay.
At the time, I remember writing about it. That one time when he threw that first pick six, it may have been the Richard Sherman one, but it may have been another one around then. He had the longest streak of any quarterback in the league without throwing a pick six. And boy, they came in bunches right after that, you know? So, but yeah, I mean, that was a long time ago. That was a lifetime ago in the NFL, and the Texans haven't had one quarterback, not one time, that you said, man, this is really going to be the guy, until last year, and they went and got Osweiler, and it took, some of us, it took, you know, a few preseason games, a few more of us, it took a couple of regular season games, but by midseason last year, did anybody think Osweiler was ever going to be great?
No. Well, there were some people, but most no reasonable people.
Yeah, those are the same people who are telling you now that Savage can be the man, right? Because he looked better than Osweiler in preseason last year.
Okay, so you're saying Matt Schaub, you got Matt Schaub at a church, but somehow he wound up in the whorehouse, so things just went south there? What happened?
That's pretty much what happened. He was drinking while he was there.
Okay. Those drugs.
People were following him around.
Those drugs, every time, man. Every time.
You have to be drinking and think people are circling around your house after a three-pick game, right?
Yeah, there is that. All right, Jerome, appreciate the time as always, man.
Is Matt Schaub better than Tom Savage right now?
Yes.
I kind of think he is, even broken down pick six Matt Schaub.
Jerome, who's thrown more NFL touchdowns, you or Tom Savage?
It's a close race.
It's a tie.
It's a close race. I'm in the hunt.
It's a tie. We're all in a big tie.
That's so sad. And as of today, you know how many teams have made it to the Super Bowl who started the quarterback started the season with zero interceptions, right?
No.
Starts with a Z.
Yeah. That would have been my guess.
Indeed.
All right, Jerome. Have a good one, man. We will talk to you again soon.
Later, guys.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Their screams echo loud in the place of their death. Ripped open, they die with their final breath.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com.
Steve said he agrees with your previous callers. Condescending looking down on your callers is it's pitiful. Every other comment about stupid callers. Essentially, you're telling your callers they're so stupid they don't understand what they're hearing, but they do. And to which I replied, okay. Then stop making stupid calls to major market radio stations.
Can you translate what he said for me? Because I think I'm too dumb to understand.
Quit wasting our time and the time of the callers who actually have something smart to say.
Because
it's a simple thing.
And to those who are complaining today, I'll just say 95% of the people that listen to this show have great comments and can disagree with us and call us out on stuff and be right and get credit for it because they're smart people. Same thing with the texters. But you know, this group that sits here and bitches about getting called out for something, you know, sorry, you know, go to your safe space. This is not a safe space show. This is not a trigger show, okay? If you get triggered or you need a safe space, we're not for you. And if you're offended, just turn the damn thing down and then turn it back up later and maybe we'll be saying something you'll enjoy.
Or just change the
channel. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, we do the show for the people who enjoy the show, not for the 5% of you who whine like little bitches. So
all right, let's try.
Well, we got a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Oh, okay. We're gonna switch it up here because this is not going anywhere good. Is that
the gym of the day? It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right,
I gotta tell you. Just read that first call, Mark.
No,
Mark. We're not going to get to you, Mark. Can't. It's too. All it will do is
that. That's just yeah.
Mark says, "Try to trade for Drew Brees."
Yeah,
We're not going to.
Sorry, Mark. Yeah, that's all right. So, here's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, and those of you, I'd say it's closer to 10% today than 5%. So you're just having a bad day. I think you should think about getting high with your grandmother, because apparently, that's there's a series called Strange Bud. It's a video series, Strange Buds, and they try to put different people together to get high. Well, in this one, a guy named Andrew tokes it up with his nana, Helen, and she claims she'd never smoked marijuana before. They get high. Andrew gets so baked that 35 minutes later, he's asking his grandma if she watches porn. So it's kind of a social.
Tell me they don't watch porn together.
Well, they don't, but I think it's a very cool concept. You want to bring together two different generations. I am a fan of this show. I'm going to watch the show because I think it's great that dude gets high with his grandma.
I think I've seen videos like that on Facebook. Like they had a gay black man, a priest, and somebody else, but they all sat around, got high, and just talked about life. It was pretty cool.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. If you sit around and get high with somebody, you'll find some common ground. And I think maybe that's what you guys should do. One of the callers getting our own show. Yeah, that would solve it. I think if the 10%, well, 5% of you go and had your own show, and that 5% could listen to each other, you'd come back to this show in a hurry. Oh man! All right, now do you want to try your other callers?
We can try these. I don't know if they'll be any better, but Jesse.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports, Jesse.
I just want to say something. I feel like y'all are holding in right now with all these stupid phone calls, text messages, and that pretty much it.
God bless. That was really good. No. All right. You know what? Look, there's an Aggie baseball game on at 6 o'clock. Can we put it on? I've had enough of this today. Why don't you get in touch with them?
Just be a caller-free show.
Yeah, no more calls. That's it.
Brian, I'm sorry. We can't answer your call. Sean. Nope. Because, I'm sorry. Yep,
sorry, because
we can't take your call.
We just had to dump that guy, and if we have to dump you again, it causes problems. So, well, somebody says they do have their own show. It's on 610. Sit around, get high during the draft. Sounds like good advice for Rick Smith. Yeah, maybe they get an answer there. 2A1 says, seems like the harder the Texans try to be the Patriots, the more they do the opposite of the Patriots. It's an interesting point. And a good one. See, there's some good points. So I'm only going to read. Here's how this next hour is going to work. No more calls. You guys have blown that. I had a giveaway. I'm not even sure I'm going to do that. I may have to wait for that. But I'm not reading any crap texts. If you have a good take and a good thought, I'll read it. I mean, there's thousands of them there that I haven't gotten to, so there may be good stuff. I don't know. Same thing with Twitter. We're not doing any more crap in the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay.
In fact, we may not even do any sports in the 6 o'clock hour.
I'm okay with that.
I got enough non-sports stuff that we can do the entire 6 o'clock hour. It's not going to be a sports show because this is what happens. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, that's what's happening. Somebody says, you didn't even know what that guy was going to say. Why did you knock him off? Because we had to dump him.
No, I know exactly what he said.
We knew what he said because we heard it. And if you were on the stream, you would have heard it too. Yeah.
I think the first indication that I should have just dropped him is whenever you use the R word.
Yeah, well, you should have dropped him right then and there.
Yeah.
Because we can't do that. But that's all right. Doesn't matter. You don't have to deal with any more callers today. We're not gonna let it happen. Okay? No more sports. No more callers. Fun and frivolity coming up. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.